Order. Randy, I'm going to turn this over to you to get started. I think you laid out pretty much what we have to do here. I appreciate all the additional board information that was supplied from Parks and Rec, as well as sustainability, and as well as the additional exhibits from staff and ACI. So why don't we turn this over to you? I want to make sure you get what you need. We have an hour set. Is that what we do?
We have an hour and a half scheduled, so it's up to the pleasure of the commission. Obviously, staff, it's at your pleasure. We'll stay all night if you want us to.
I don't want to. As much as I love it. Let's try to pull it together in an hour. We had a lot of work done by the task force, and I think, you know, I'm hopeful we can get it done in an hour. So why don't we jump right in, whatever you want.
Yes, sir. Obviously, you mentioned I provided you a packet that gave you some additional information about, you know, bond issues and that type of thing. And I've listed out a few items that are just discussion points, certainly, whatever direction the commission wants to take this. But you don't make decisions in the work session, as you know, so anything that you do here would be ratified at a formal meeting where there would be public input. You know, today is not intended to have public input. It's just for the commission to talk amongst themselves. So the first item, and probably the number one thing to talk about, is location. You had a recommendation from the task force for the north side of Martin Luther King Park, and you've got those designs in your book, you know, showing how that could work. So I'm just going to throw it open to hear y'all's discussion on location.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second, Tom?
Yeah, I want to ask a question.
Sure. Just to say for the record that we accepted the report does not mean we all agreed and accepted their recommendation.
Right.
So I just want to make that clear to anybody listening or that will be listening in the future. Commissioner McMahon?
Go ahead,
sir.
Randy, I don't know. As I went through your discussion points, and not to sidetrack everything here, but kind of a cut to the chase at the moment for me was schedule. And that almost, in my mind, as I went through this over the weekend, superseded a lot of other parts of the discussion. And I'd like to almost, if I haven't already, ask the question right now from the standpoint that as I looked here from a, we'll call it from a design standpoint, the estimate that would probably take in the neighborhood of 4 months to get us to a design standpoint. And in order to do that, we first have to go out for an RFP and award a contract and do all that. At the last commission meeting, I asked the question, well, if you wanted this involved for a bond issue or whatever in 16, when do we have to have all of this in position? And the answer was November. It's 4 months away. And I don't know if we can get to the point we need to get to get that on the ballot in 16, maybe make some of the stuff, I don't say take the urgency off, but or maybe it makes it even more urgent. But we probably have easily a 4 to 6 month process to get us to the point where I believe we would need to be, even on a minimal design effort, to get us to where we could reasonably put it on a ballot to go out for a bond issue. We put that, how big the bread basket is, and that to me seemed to be the critical path from an urgency standpoint. And Randy, I don't know if I'm
can we back that up? If there's a bond, isn't there an election March 15th?
Yes.
So it would make sense for us to put on the bond issue that's in that election.
Right.
So what is the date certain that the...
It was November.
It was November, yes. For them to print?
No, to get it, no, it wasn't to print.
No, I'm talking about, what's the line that they have to be November, because they don't have to have that. Yeah.
Well, can we ask the person who knows all, sees all, and the person who knows. Am I?
Isn't that a wonderful seat to be sitting?
Yes.
It is, it's wonderful, thank you. Okay, because we're piggybacking with the county this year because of the presidential preference primary that is going to be March the 15th, we have to have an early qualification time ending by no later than December 22nd.
We still have.
So I sat down today and they have to have the ballot language by December 22nd to make the ballot for the March election. Okay. They have deadlines they have to meet, like with overseas and
Okay, good.
All that.
Which means you'd have to have two readings of the ordinance to put it on the ballot.
Yes.
By, so November, the first meeting in December.
Right, the first meeting in December is December the 14th, and that would be, if that's second reading, we could make the December 22nd ballot language.
And Randy, do we need a motion by this commission at an official meeting to do that? Shandy just mentioned that we've agreed to do this, but we haven't really decided as a formula.
Yeah, you'd need to do it at a formal meeting.
But we are shooting for the 15th.
Okay.
Good. So that answers the question.
That's what it does, and that just starts back, you know, as I started to back things up and say, what's our due date? But then we have decisions made and to do that, and one of the critical paths here was actually having a design for costing purposes and for selling purposes and listing purposes out there. And it's a 4 to 6 month.
Well, it's I think that's part of the discussion.
Yeah, that's why I want
to. Is the scope of that design?
Yeah, and so.
And the sense of urgency. I don't think my mic's on, but it doesn't matter. But I really think that to throw a referendum quickly onto the ballot might actually defeat what we're trying to do. I believe that we all want a new library, and we want the support of the community. And I don't know that we have given the community enough information and felt like they had participated enough to be in that situation. I just don't want to see us lose a referendum for a new library just because people have not yet gotten on board with the education. And I'll tell you from my input that I'm receiving, not everybody's together about the location yet. And so as I was thinking it through, the question became, do we really want to push, because it's only $20,000, we're probably going to end up, I would think, before we're finished, if we decide to incorporate Rachel Murrah, I don't know that number yet, but we're probably at least at $23, $24 million. And the question becomes, that's a pittance. $20,000 is a pittance. I would love to see us say, okay, we want really good schematics, really good site plans, really good floor plans on the existing location and on whichever X is, whatever we decide that X is, number two, only because people are not comfortable that the current site has been vetted well enough. And I know if you look at the mail again, and if you look at 600 signatures on the petition, if you look at the input from the Sustainability Board, if you read what the Youth Advisory Board said about being in the core and going to the park, and if we talk about what our policy is about using the Green Space Department, I'm not sure we're finished with the existing site. And I just would hate to throw a referendum out there that's dead on arrival just because we haven't prepare people for that transition. So,
okay. So I think what just happened is you did take us off track, aren't you? This thing to go.
Yeah, no. I have a quick question. Kind of relates to this. Is it, can we do a referendum just for the funding?
That's all. That's basically.
Yes.
But not for all the details.
The sites.
Like
the
they kind of agree that we'd like to do a library and we'd like to fund it. And here's how we're going to fund it. And here's our estimated budget. And then, you know, are you able to do that, or you have to have details?
I can address the referendum is a bond question. Shall the city of Winter Park issue bonds not to exceed X dollars for the construction of a new library, blah, blah, blah. So that's the question that goes before the voters. The level of detail you need for that is really strategic. You want, I mean, we can do it with no design, or you could do it with 30% design.
I just want to see it succeed.
Or anywhere in between. So we did, for example, when we did the public safety bonds, we did not have specific designs of that building. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you want the pretty picture to help tell the story.
Stephen, and to follow up on that assumption was that on my part that we were shooting to have that bond issue at the same time that we were going to have our primary and also our next general election here within the park. The other question is, I'm assuming that we can hold a election
Yeah, anytime. Not anytime, but with, we could say not March, we're going to do this in June of next year.
Right.
And hold a rough, a separate one this time. That was, I mean, again, that's a...
Okay. Yes. But what we need to do first, because none of this is going to happen right now, I'm changing the license until we do some of this. So let's get through this. Let's see how close we get to this by the end. If there's still those questions, I'm just pushing my mic, and I agree. But I think we have some... Yes, we think together today.
Yeah, Randy, I didn't bring it for you. Yeah,
which of the, which of your...
Well, I'm not sure where you are in all this, but I'd like us to go ahead and put on the table looking at what that recommendation was and for us to say something about that and get that done. Because I hear what you all are saying, but guys, this has been going on for years. This is not something brand new.
I don't want to get in that discussion.
Okay, let's talk about this.
I just want to make sure that we can do what we need to do to have it, what we want to have.
We should, and hopefully when we get through this, we'll get to that at the end.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the path I was hoping to take. Randy, and then Commissioner Cooper brought up location, so let's talk about location.
Yeah.
The task force came forward with a very strong recommendation. They had support from a number of areas. Commissioner Cooper, you brought up the 600
I just think we're not
petitions.
With that.
I would agree with that, but I also have to say that that petition was, before all this work that these guys did for the last year, that petition was signed before any of that work was done. So it's a little bit premature to say we want to keep it where it is without seeing any of that backup information.
Right.
Maybe we should just poll everybody right now. I mean, are we all on the site of Martin Luther King Park? And we can talk about specific sites on MLK Park North in a minute, but or can we at least reach consensus on that?
Oh, I just hate to be pushed to that.
I can't.
Yes. That's good. But I think we want this to be successful. I don't think we want to throw something out there that we haven't brought the residents along on. I think it's really important. I mean, I don't know what mail you're getting. I know what mail I'm getting. And it's not saying put it in Martin Luther King Park. So I want us to be careful that we don't end up with a no vote on something that we all want, because we do all want a new library. So my only thought was for $300,000, we can continue to bring the schematics, the floor plans, and the elevations to a point where people can see what they're making a decision on. When they see that library sitting over there on that park, I have no doubt in my mind that it will be a conversation. People will start thinking, I came a long way in even wanting a new library. I just would hate to see it fail just because we haven't made people feel like they are part of this process. And until they have more definition, it was hard to do that.
Well, Commissioner, I think that we've had how many public sessions on this?
Yeah, but it's been reaching this point, not in...
We've been discussing this for an hour. We've had, I think, a tremendous amount of outreach. I have gotten emails, too, and the emails that I'm getting are mostly saying they don't want it there because they think we're going to decimate the park.
Yeah, I'm sure you are getting emails.
Just a few. Yeah. But again, I think it's misunderstood. They think we're going to clear cut.
I think this last change is better.
I think that's part of the discussion.
If I could put it into... Here. We did the purchase of the electric utility. We got the price, we got the arbitrated price at the end of May or middle of May, and did the referendum September 9th. And so we did numerous public forums, you know, during that time. And plenty of time to educate the public in that 4 or 5 months.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Randy. By the end of, but hopefully what we do today, what I'm hoping for, is this piece can then be taken out to further and educate the commissioner. I don't think it's necessary a selling of it. I just think it's an education of its own. I'd like to see if we have support for Martin Luther King Park. Because you certainly have my support. I think the recommendation is rock solid.
I thought
you
could select
a
sign.
No, I mean,
you
can vote. You know, you can't vote on the site. You can discuss what we all feel about it. And Steve, in general, I'm just saying, and conceptually of putting in the park, I'm in favor.
Okay. And that's all I'm looking for, because I want to at least go on our discussion.
In a very general sense, yes.
If we start going into discussing the different places, we're going to, you know, we're taking a couple of steps backwards.
Steve, I would like to ask you about policy decision. How do you turn
this on? I think you're on, Commissioner. You have green?
Is this on?
Oh, yes. Okay. It doesn't matter. But before we get to that point, one policy
issue that's really important to me before I can feel comfortable about even talking about moving it someplace is what we intend to do with that asset. Because that makes a big difference to a lot of people. And that is a prime piece of real estate in the core of the downtown area. I personally, you know that I personally am very much opposed to relinquishing prime real estate in the core. I do believe it needs to be a municipal function.
You're talking about the current site?
About the current site. And if everybody else is on board with selling that site, I just need to hear that. Because that's not where I'm at, and that's part of my struggle with talking about the park, quite frankly, is that I would like to see that be a premier entryway to the Central Business District and Park Avenue. And we'll always
thank you for saying that. I was afraid you were going to say Winter Park.
Oh, no, no. No, but it is the entrance to the Central Business District when you come down somewhere from the airport and you come to Winter Park.
Well, Commissioner, I have to answer your question. I have no preconceived notions on what to do with that parcel at all. I don't know what, at the moment, is in the best interest of the city for that piece of land. I don't. I you know, if it can be...
Because when we move it, then we have to do something. When we move and that one civic function off of it, we have to
do something. We can sod it and cut the grass on it, you know, at the moment. I don't.
I think that comes into the funding position, too. And when we start talking about funding, if we have to sell to make up any shortfall, I mean, that's part of the funding discussion, but Commissioner McMack, and I'm with you. I have no preconceived notions. I haven't really
Thanks. You know, with regards to the MLK Park location, I'm not for or against it from the perspective of it's a good place for the library. I hate to see us lose park space, and that the, you know, if we do something, I'm probably leaning more towards combining the Civic Center with the facility. And kind of one of the things that you've heard me say before is, are the neighbors okay with it? It's really the neighbors in that area, and we really specifically heard from the folks that would be most affected. So I would say probably the people that live right there near the park and walk to the park. I'd just be interested to hear their views. What I have somewhat struggled with is moving it away from the downtown area, because I really, you know, me personally, my office is on Lincoln Avenue. If I was going to the library now, today I would walk. If I'm going to a new spot, I probably wouldn't in the summertime or in the wintertime. I'd give it some consideration. But then again, I do know most of the people drive. One of the things that I saw, you know, most of the cars drive. So I'm really, you know, I'm impressed with all the data they put together. I did have a conversation with Daniel Butts today that they actually did have some, at their meetings where they took people aside and went through the different sites and went through the pros and cons. He said those are probably posted on the website, but I don't think I saw them in the book. I didn't have a chance to go through those. So it does sound, there's been a lot of vetting done on these sites. So I do follow you on that. It's not something that hasn't been looked at. And, you know, ultimately, is this the best location for the library? Well, it's going to be here for, how long is the other one where it is? 30 years, maybe?
Late 70s.
It was built in the 70s, right?
Late 70s.
Yeah, so we're looking at kind of the same thing. So I appreciate all the effort they put into it. And, you know, kind of a lot of people I talk to, the post office site would be nice. It seemed that money was an issue with that, relocating the post office. And that is, but is, you know, is money always going to be the driving factor? Or is it, you know, is it the, are there other tangible benefits that we would get if we spent the extra money that would come back to the city somehow? So it's a lot to think about, and I'm not, you know, and time, to me, I do think it's, you know, we've been talking about this for a long, long time. So if it's something to be done, I'm all for expediency.
Well, I think you jumped us into point two, because it sounds like there's fair support, at least going down the MLK Park position. Mr. Cooper, I take your...
And understand, I'm not opposed to that site.
I do want to get focused.
I want to understand where we're going with the library property.
And I think hopefully after this, that may take some time, but hopefully after this, we will at least get out to the public and let them know where we stand, because people are asking what's the next steps on this. So regarding the Civic Center, we've seen a lot of reports on the Civic Center. Randy, thank you for the backup too. I looked at the Civic Center. I think it was like $600. It averages out per rental. Per event, I think I just did a quick math set of things. I think a new facility could possibly increase that, could be a revenue driver too, because there are increased operational costs along with this library. So I think it fits in nicely with moving forward from an operational standpoint. I like the idea. I think that building is a little bit long in the tooth and it needs some work. And I think combining it, we could do the community a great favor combining the two resources. So I'm on the Civic Center site, Civic Center with it.
Steve, do we know what that does to our estimate for the Civic Center?
I've heard ballparks, but I don't think anything's been written down.
Do we have like a rough order of magnitude?
Somewhere in the $2 to $3 billion range is what it
increases.
So it stays within the 23.
It's well below 23, actually.
Somewhere in the 7,000 to 9,000 square foot range is what we're talking about.
And it looks like we can move most of the events over to the community center.
Yeah, some you can, some you can't.
Yeah.
But how far are we booked? We're booked to the end of 2016 with certain
things where you're out.
Yeah.
Oh, I do need an understanding about that, Steve. When we say we're combining the two, will the new facility have a room or have a place that's adequate to take up what the Civic Center is now doing?
That is my
I know from a...
Obviously, it hasn't been designed yet, but that was our
from
concept.
From a convention aspect, I see it. But how about from a wedding? Are we going to assume that goes someplace else?
No, we're going to assume that this is going to be a very attractive part of the building that will accommodate...
Sheltered a little bit from... The hamsters.
With the lakes view and all the kind of things that make it a great rental facility.
And they see the kids running around the thing twice.
Well, you can build something here and then design just with the lake. I mean it could be beautiful.
Yeah,
right?
We haven't even gotten there, but that is another aspect of I'm on that page. If we're going to do this,
the Civic Center needs to be incorporated into whatever design
we are dealing with. I mean, that just has to happen.
And it has to be part of the park. It can't just be a building in the park. It has to.
We get to that in the next phase here. Right. Next question.
Well, that's
after we go through
this. So are you saying now we're at MLK Park, both buildings, similar to where the location is now?
So I'm the only person that's not ready to say that.
I'm not in a similar location. Well,
I'm just trying to clarify where we are.
I'm in the park. It's in
the park.
And I am. In many ways. I'm seeing them combined in some form or another.
We don't know where the park is.
Yes. Okay.
I'm with you.
There. And so let's move to parking. And because I think parking also then addresses where in the park.
Steve, I think to me, I see this with a parking structure for a number of reasons, and they really came to me in two different avenues. One of them is just looking at Morris Avenue in the context that we've really developed an avenue coming into town. And one thing you don't see on Morris is parking lots out front.
Right.
Parking lots are all kind of a streetscape with buildings and whatnot, and you don't go through a sea of parking to get there.
Yeah.
I really think we need to look at that for this project. Secondly, it helps us in maintaining green space within the park, meaningful areas of green space. And if you look at the overlay things that I've done and look at where we're at and how it goes up, we don't need a whole bunch of other little small things. And one of the great things about that end of the park is that it's actually, there's nothing wrong with being part of a passive park. You know, when I was in school, they talked about recreation and recreation. And recreation was that ability to go out and spend time, I don't want to say in solitude, but in an area just open that you can actually just like it, enjoy.
Thank you.
And so I'm very, very much on the page that rather than having a sea of parking around this new building, because it's going to accommodate a library and a civic center, that structured parking, and I'm not saying six stories of structured parking, I imagine you could do it with one level of structured parking plus ground. That opens up an immense amount of green space, and I think solves a multitude of sins that perhaps this site represents. So, and it doesn't, I've looked at it putting on one end of the site, looking at putting on the other end of the site, and I'm not convinced which way it should go yet. But I am convinced in condensing the amount, the footprint of this development on the park.
And Tom, the parking structure, we're looking at the location of the existing parking.
As I said, it's really hard for a landscape architect not to pull it down.
Right, yeah, I understand.
One of the fun things to do when it's raining on a Saturday is pull your pen out and start doodling around.
The point is you were saving green space.
We're condensing the footprint into the park.
I think that
is very important to do.
And I think you have a better opportunity, Commissioner, you're the landscape architect, so if I totally know that's everything you learned in first
place. No, you can see what I would do, but sir.
It would be easier to masquerade to with some great oak canopy, some nice canopy in there. You could tuck it back there rather than having a sea of surface parking across the entire frontage of this.
You look at what we've done with the guidelines for Morris Boulevard up and down there, and it does speak to who we are as a city, and a parking lot doesn't to me. And even next door, with the new development at Lakeside, all the restaurants, everything is up on the street. That is,
we still have too much asphalt.
Well, but it's back to house, and we don't. The thing is,
it's
here,
front of this. The back of house in front of this.
Well, we don't have a back of house on this site. We have a very public park on one side of us, and we have a very public street on the other side of us. And so there is no. This is a great design.
Harper is not a well-used street. Yes.
I
want a new building there. If it's going to take us having a parking garage, I'll go with it. I'd rather not have a parking garage because I used something don't like them. But that's just a personal, Sarah. But I will tell you, I'm all about saving green space. I'm all about putting all this, because then that argument of we're going to impact the park and the green space, it goes away. Okay, we're actually not impacting it at all. We're actually increasing it, and that's even better. So
I think you hide it, too.
Yeah, you can.
It's a lot easier to hide it.
You're not talking mobile stories or anything else.
Right.
We're talking, I believe, but I think the paper
I was hoping.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 cars for the combined function.
Are you reading the paper?
No, I was reading it. Where it actually says 200 cars, and you can find the two functions, and that was in the report. And that's not an enormous structure.
You do have parking all around that spot, though. When you look across the street, you have all kinds of parking that nobody ever uses.
Where is that, Commissioner?
At the CNL building. Okay. You have a huge parking lot. You mentioned
that. Well, we're hoping that someday that
parking lot is still. I know, but I'm just saying, if there is parking. I've parked over there before when I've been to something and couldn't park at the Civic Center. I've parked over there. And there's all, I don't know. Yeah. I got that little sticker that the state gave me on my car. And then I think that you have a parking that we just permitted 75 more spots or something like that.
Right?
Public, whatever that means. We just did that.
If you're okay with at least investigating.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't stop it for that.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Commissioner Sandow, do you have anything on parking?
In my conversations, a lot of it, you know, the senior parking, it would be nice if you have senior areas dedicated that are closer to the building. I don't know.
I haven't even heard that one. That's good.
But, I mean, that was one of, you know, a lot of people that drive.
I think on days like this,
It's like the post office, I think, amount of surface parking. Is that what you're talking about? Like, we look at our post office now, that's really not
enough. Well, if you reserve the first floor of the parking garage, and we have covered parking, covered walkways. If we are talking about events, if we're talking about weddings, we're talking about that covered parking connector or something like that.
But we do need to accommodate the fact that if you look at the users now, if you look at the graph of the users of the library, the predominant population of users is to the east, the northeast of Aloma, and that just happens to be Mayflower. Anybody looked at that. So we need to appreciate the fact that parking, we do need some accessible parking.
Let's move to financing, Randy. So I think what I'm hearing is MLK Park. Parking structure is up for discussion. So let's talk about financing. We're talking about $20 million or so. What is your
think we're up to about 25.
I think by the time you're...
I'm sorry.
The parking garage and the Rachel Murrow, we need to get a good rough order of magnitude.
Yeah, I was looking at just, because there's going to be contributions from other sources, so if we're looking at a bond issuance, you're talking 20, 25?
The $20 million bond issue would be about a quarter of a mil to service it over 20 years with a 3.75% interest rate.
Yes, that's a 20-year mil increase.
It's a 20-year, yeah, we have early debt service for 20 years.
But you get what's in there?
And what happens, that's in there, there's a table in there. Yeah. And what I didn't show you on the table is 0.08 of a mil would be dropping off in November. And so
right.
The new millage would be about 1,700 of a mil new.
And the average hit on the resident
so per park, so per $100,000 of taxable assessed valuation is about a new $18.
Per $100,000.
And multiply that times your actual mill or your actual assessment.
And what's our master timing plan for the city hall? And are we going to be talking about that
city hall
for city hall ultimately in the future? Do we have a future date at which we even start to talk about? I just want to make sure we have a master plan.
And we don't. There's never been a decision made on that. I've always joked that the city hall's always a 6-year or a 5-year capital plan.
It's like the ball fields.
When we did the remodeling of this building, the goal was to get 10 years out of it.
It's very specific.
And that was 3 years ago now, almost, or 2 years ago.
It's over 10 years. 2021 is when we retire the water.
But again, that's not... Yeah, 2021 is when the public safety bonds roll off.
So. I just don't want to make it too much in isolation because we're making some policy decisions here that all drive the price. And the question is, do we need the parking structure at the same time, or do we want to try with that surface parking and then wait to do it from a bonding perspective? We're talking about a large hit for the golf course. There we have a huge backlog of recreational facilities that we've been trying to do. And we have the city hall in 7-10 years in the future. So I'm just trying to look from a long-term plan of where we see all these things happening so that people aren't too surprised.
And just to take the golf course, the perspective of the task force that was started with the golf course, they are very comfortable with that number, and they're very comfortable with some private funding to accommodate that too.
Because that's something I think we should do. I think it's a great idea.
I do too. My point is, I wouldn't sweat the 1.5 right now because I think there's multiple ways to handle that.
It's City Hall is the big one.
City Hall's the big one, yeah. And,
I've given up a long time thinking that's going to happen in my career. So.
Yeah.
Your career isn't that much more than that.
Every other Monday.
That's right. We are having a long time. Yes.
Okay. So, Randy, it looks like,
if we bonded the whole thing, we're somewhere in the 20 or 25 million dollars.
And, I don't know what the difference is. Randy, you know, I've had this conversation between if we decide, Commissioner, to your point, to not do the parking structure now and look at another day, if that's a couple million dollars, what's the difference in the millage rate? Another $3 a year to somebody? I'm not sure that's worth doing it in two different pieces. I think we take on the project, live it out about it.
And that was my feeling about selling the library property, because quite frankly, if you get a referendum passed for $20 million, it's not going to be that much different if it's 25 or if it's 15.
Right.
You're either going to support the library being moved or they're not.
Yeah.
And that was quite frankly the reason I was hoping that it wasn't just support the library being moved. It could be support the library at one of these two locations. That would ensure success. And
I disagree.
Post office versus this.
We had 10 million for 30.
That's what I'm after right there. Yeah, but you
talking about things that aren't even on the table.
Well, it's only good to choose not to.
No, that's not true. The post office is not even for sale. To even bring that up at this point just muddies the waters, guys, okay? It's just like, you can't do that. We can't sit here and talk about things that don't matter. The post office is not part of this deal. Everybody would love the post office, but it's not available right now. When it finally, you can't do it anyway.
I could never, ever vote for the library on post office.
Oh, I'd love to hear that, Tom, and back it on.
No, I mean, I just, we could.
You're already saying it, so you can't put your name.
That is not part of the discussion.
That was a wonderful statement.
Well, this is not part of the discussion.
Let's get back to this.
We could have 20 million we got to find here.
All right, great discussion.
Randy, so talk to us then about next steps. We've heard about, you know, we've had estimates of a couple $1 million to next steps, to a couple $100,000, to less than 75, which is a number I really like.
You have in your packet a white paper put together by ACI that talks about two different levels of design, both of which give you a picture of really where we're headed. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned in there that there's a less expensive approach, which is just some schematics. You just have to be very clear. This is not what it's going to look like. These are just ideas.
And we have done that before, so this community should be
right.
And I have some
examples of what that type of a product would look like if Fesso's around. But it's just a couple of sketches of what it could look like, and a kind of a not to exceed dollar amount.
Would it come with a site plan too?
It can't. I mean, we've got site. I mean, yes, it'd come with a site plan like you have in the book, like on page 45. You'd have site plans like those. It's just not getting into the actual design because once you trigger to where you're going for actual design, then you got to go through the CCNA process.
Here's what I think we need to do in order to move this forward to the community, and that is get close to a number. Get a number that we feel comfortable going to the public with through referendum and through public meetings, and get a site plan together so that they're comfortable where we're talking about the park. That's what I feel we need to come out of this with to really take that next step. And can that get us there?
And that's a strategic question. What do the voters need to make a decision?
Steve,
that's the question.
If we took the approach that, okay, if we go without a, let's say, a set of some form of instruction documents,
right,
whatever, I think we have to err on the high side,
yeah,
as far as the ask, because even at a 30% set, you're probably at anywhere from 15% to 20% contingency. You're talking about a $5 million swing on a project like that.
Right.
So, in my mind, if we're not going to go a route of getting some form of construction documents put together, we would have to err on the side, on the high side, and say we're asking for a $25 million, not to exceed $25 million bond. And that says this is what we've got to spend on this project. Period. And that becomes part of whatever design goes forward. Is, no, we don't have a $30 million budget or whatever. We have a max of a $25 million budget. And you set the. It's like house shopping.
Right.
How much can we afford? We can afford 25. That's it. Boom.
That's what
we're approved for. We're not approved for 26. We're approved for 25.
Disgusted.
Well, we're talking Park Garage and Civic Center.
The $15 million that we initially said was going to be the city's commitment. We are comfortable moving from 15 to 25.
Well, I wasn't comfortable with the 15. I was always on the 25 page.
No, I mean, I mean, Bradley just threw that number out saying this is a number we should be discussing and put it out to the public.
Right, and you talked about fundraising before.
Which is still going, I mean, again, yeah, however we arrive at the number, if we don't have.
I think Richard is being.
Well, I would like to see, yeah, I would like, if we're going to do this there, I would certainly like to see us have enough money to do it right. Because I really want it to have the absolute least impact on that park that we can have. And I want it to incorporate nature in every movement of the park, and I want it to give us what we need. And so I really believe that it belongs on the existing property, I believe you have public support for the existing property.
Are you talking over here?
On the existing property there. I don't feel as though that property has been fairly vetted. We haven't looked at shared parking with the All Saints property or with the Walmans property.
Task Force did look at that. They met with Rollins and...
And they just weren't ready to go forward at that point in time.
I'm not sure saying it has been vetted isn't critically accurate, and I think that it's been vetted by the task force.
It hasn't been publicly discussed the vetting, so...
But, well, it was discussed. All sites were discussed at the meeting.
No, I'm talking about here. We haven't discussed it, that's what I'm saying. And that is true. And so for me, there's an option for underground parking. That particular, as a public facility, it would be allowed to go to 200% farm. Sitting next to the Alphon, it could certainly match the height of the Alphon without hurting any residents, and it would remain a municipal facility. So if we go to the park, then absolutely let's go for the $25 million, let's incorporate the redo of the Rachel Murray to make sure that it holds the same level of quality and it incorporates the park. I do want to be very respectful of the Murrays. I hope that name will continue along with some aspect of the facility. And that's sort of where I'm at.
Okay.
Go there.
And I think all of us have said that about the Murrays, so I don't think that's unusual. I would, however, say that what was the deciding factor for me against that site was the idea that we would have to spend so much money to relocate something for a year to have a library, and that just doesn't make sense to me. Just to have to do that is, I mean, you can't take the library away from the community for a year and expect to get it back. So that is one of the reasons why I would love to go to another place. The other reason is because we've talked a lot about all the people that are here, okay, and about the indoor, this corridor. And so we have this corridor, but we're making new corridors. And I love the idea of us being able to have a destination, because 90%, they did the math, 90% of the people are getting in their car and driving there anyway. I love the fact that people will be driving to that spot, wherever it is in that park. And then after we met the other day, I walked the park again, and I said, I don't want to lose a tree in this park.
Did you run into Joe Turner?
Yeah, Joe was out there.
Joe was the only one
there. He was feeding those bugs. No, the reality is that I understand that, and I love that tranquility. Yeah. I love all of that. I think all of us do. And so can we have everything everybody wants? Is there a way to get it? And because if we stayed there, it would even be more expensive. And I just don't think that that's...
And we don't address the Civic Center.
And we don't address that issue. And we don't address the fact that this great community can handle more great spots.
Well, Commissioner, you touched on it too. What I really appreciate about that site is it expands our core. And we always talk about our core being Lawrence Street, and we're going towards Hannibal Square is helping to expand the core. And I think this expands further. It really ties the whole community together from 1792 all the way to the lake. I love that this will stretch us out and add some more opportunity for things out there. So I love
green space is scarce.
Commissioner, and
we are putting a building in a green space. So I'm happy to be using that in a big way.
Time for a second, because if we are talking about incorporating the Civic Center into the new library,
then we should be able to avoid that.
We are not adding a building to the site. We are incorporating that, and especially going to a structured parking scenario. If you ever overlay one on top of the other and see how much space the existing Civic Center actually takes up and how it divides that whole quadrant of the park into functionally unusable areas. I mean, they look nice, but functionally they're unusable. It is not a...
Right. Oh, no, I'm far more comfortable.
It is a fair trade, and I actually think it serves to
answer. And I think being able to see that, I think there's very specific drawings.
Once you start incorporating some of that, I think it becomes more apparent. So let's go back to one thing. My decision on the park and the existing location to me never ever swung on parking. the numbers that are presented in this report are what would be required to bring the library up to current code. And I sit here at this table and says, who sets code and who gives variances?
We do.
I mean, at any time, we could have said, no, we're only going to give you, you only need the spaces you have now, you don't need a parking structure.
And the parking structure doesn't have to count in the FAR.
No, I mean, just, I mean, we could have, if that were the logical place to do it, we and ourselves here could have made that work without a garage. That was merely an effort to bring it up to code. And we could have, and we have either granted variances for parking or asked for more parking. So we and ourselves could have dealt with a parking issue without ever going to a garage. I think the dynamics of this site, as well as Commissioner Sprinkle said, close that down for a year, probably two.
Yeah.
To move it, to do that, to come back and function in a building that still didn't make sense from a layout standpoint. This one overrode design considerations on that site. So again, I'm very comfortable with the recommendation. Very interested in how we actually start positioning this building on that site, because again,
I'm going to think you hit it right there.
We just, you know, there's another level here that I need to get comfortable with.
Where do you want?
No, I'm not going there right now.
When are you going to go there?
I know where I'm going.
I don't know where you want it. I really don't know. I mean, I've walked it. I've ridden around it. I look at all the space we have over there for fields, and I see all the things.
No, it's along Morris. It's on that. Okay. It's not going the other way, so it's where you put that, where you put the structures.
Are we deciding that, or how?
No, I hope not.
I don't. I think no, but I think there should be a discussion at the commission level, Randy, correct, to give whoever's taking this next step for us that direction to come back. If we all have a very strong feeling that we don't want it in a certain corner or a certain place, then having someone go and waste time and energy and taxpayer money against developing a project is excessive. So I think at the next commission level, if we take this workshop, Randy, will this be on the next agenda?
It can be.
And I think we have that. We can have the discussion here. I think we need it. Are you, Randy, in order to give that direction?
I think we need to pick where on the site in general. I mean, you're probably not going to say, you know, exactly right here, but some, if you want it in that the northwest corner where the existing civic center is, I think you want to say better. Going in the center of the block, or I think it's clear you don't want it in the northwest, northeast corner.
Is that
clear? Well, to say it's clear, right? Why is that clear?
Well, I've heard from enough people that if they didn't want it to block that view shed on that on that corner, the Denningmore intersection.
But not necessarily.
Right, so let's have that discussion.
Yes, and I guess that's kind of where I came from with the local folks that lived there. The things were done, and we put it there because that's closer downtown. Not by a lot, that is.
And if you built it on that corner, obviously you do have to reshape the lake if you do that corner. But then take down the civic center from the other side, you're opening up that view shed that doesn't exist today. So.
Right. What I'm saying, if you do the civic center and the library together in the northeast corner and expand the park, the other way is that.
I mean, the advantage of that is you leave the civic center open longer.
That would be, you could leave the civic center open until you open the library, and then you would close the, and then you tear down the civic center and take out that parking lot and have a whole new.
Keep the civic center open.
No, I'm saying that it could, you know, you could still allow a lot, right, but you could allow that to functionally stay open.
Right. Here, the most land that's available is where the civic center is.
Yeah.
I personally like the way it's tucked back in there. It flows with the park. It works with the park. It's not as beautiful a building as I'm anticipating this going to be. I like having it tucked in the park and becoming part of the park and not an add-on to the park. The problem I have always had with the northeast corner there is it's not parkland. That is a park, and it should be a park. And bringing it back to where the civic center is currently, having some nice landscaping, have some trees, tiny garage to it, there's the most land over there to do it with. I just think it fits.
Especially if you're going to put a parking garage. Especially,
Ms. Pryor, I agree.
Because I'm very uncomfortable blocking any open stands of green space, only because in this town, that is the only opportunity you have. And when we come around, when you come around to Loma, you come around that bend, coming from 436, and you look off to the lake, now that's another open expanse of nature. And when you get there, you feel your blood pressure lower. I mean, it's beautiful. When you come around that corner.
I know, I live on that corner.
That's absolutely breathtaking. Well, this is the only other place where you sit in traffic or at an intersection and you look off to your side, you see this open expanse of uninterrupted green space, and it's beautiful. So for me to take a building and then put a parking structure on that corner, I can't even imagine. I can barely imagine why we want to take our green space, period. But then to take our green space and not replace it,
The hair on the back of my neck goes up every time we say we're not replacing it. Because if we incorporate the Civic Center, we are probably coming close to increasing it.
And that would be wonderful.
And so it's you know,
we
this idea that we're...
garage there.
Well, no, now, again, and we're, again...
We're knocking it around, and you've got your ideas,
these perceptions that looking across 200 cars in a parking lot is somehow beautiful.
Oh, no. That is not my perception.
And if you want to do that, you know, behind the CNL building and see what 200 cars in a parking lot
looks like. Yeah. You know, we are putting facilities in green space. That's what we're doing.
Let me go back one thing. We're putting facilities in green space, and we're taking other facilities out of green space.
But it's green.
I'm talking about if we incorporate the Civic Center, we've got to be straight on this. If we're incorporating the Civic Center, we are taking all that parking in the Civic Center area, all that drive that snakes all the way up and through there, all that building, all that is now gone in its green space. You know, I mean, this recognition that somehow if we build this thing here, we're going to keep all that as parking lot. I just, but you keep saying it to me. And I would just at least like to get a... Yes, we take on the Civic Center, that building's going away and become green space.
I assume it would become a new building, quite frankly. I assume that's where we were talking
about. Don't look at me, I'm enjoying it.
The whole issue of putting the library in our parkland is not something that I'm particularly comfortable with. So I'm going to be honest up front about it. Because green space is, we cannot afford in this town, even if we could find it, to replace green space. So once it's gone, it's gone. So I agree, let's make a parking garage and let's make it less intrusive. But let's not put it where it blocks the view for everyone driving up and down the street of the remaining lake and green space.
Can I think about this? I think we all agree that we're hopeful that this building, wherever we place it,
will
incorporate nature and will utilize either less green space than being used now, will hopefully increase the amount of green space, or will hopefully negligibly affect the green space. I think that's a hope of everyone in the state. And I think through parking structures, that will help do that, and I think depending on where we place it, we'll do that. I think then the issue comes down to, I'm with Commissioner Cooper. I like the vista of the lake there. I personally like the Civic Center the way it's sitting on the site because it's tucked back there. It is part of the park. It is not a big building, a 60,000 square foot building in the corner. That's also going to require us to mess around with the lake and that whole thing. So that's just my preference. But I think we're all in the same place regarding green space. So I don't even think.
So we don't need to hear that anymore because we are all on the same page.
And Commissioner,
talk about where we.
You like the other corner better than the other one.
Rather than tucked back where it currently is right now.
Well, where is currently shown on the plan? Which is toward that Denning and Morris corner.
This is where you're talking about.
Yeah.
The one that's in the middle.
The one that's in the middle.
No, it's in the corner, not in the middle. I don't like those terms. Just one request, north, just whatever might be in the north, in that corner. I wasn't fortunate enough to catch Joe out there walking, and I've walked that many, many times, and in fact, we used to have the Slidewalk Art Festival there for over a year, so I know that place upside down and backwards, and I'm trying to think, how much usable? To me, that's always the key word, is usable green space is there. It's green and we cut it. On the backside of that walk, it's a straight slope down to the pond. That space isn't usable unless it snows and we can sled down there. It really isn't a usable space. And that to me is what we, when I said we need park space, we need usable park space. And so that corner to me is dysfunctional as it currently exists. And I don't believe we necessarily have to activate it. But it's certainly, if I'm taking a space that has the fewest amenities possible, that's the corner that does. I mean, it doesn't have the big trees that the Civic Center site has. It's got a pond that we can deal with from a civil standpoint and a retention standpoint. But that upper corner really is dysfunctional. It's a remnant. And so to consider putting a structure on the least functional part of that whole area, to me, is kind of like, if I were going to do this, that's kind of where I'd put it. To me, removing the parking and the Civic Center structures from there opens up an immense amount of usable space where you can actually stroll through a park, where you can actually be part of something, and it becomes a park, not a series of small little enclaves that it is now. So I'm kind of on the other side. So just where I am, that's right. Let me interrupt here.
Sure.
The
issue I face with that, because I'm with you on the parking structure. You're talking then about putting a 60,000 square foot structure on there with a parking structure that's going to be, what's the best estimates? Footprint, 10,000 square feet, 15,000 square feet per parking garage, do you think?
100 cars on the surface and 100 cars above it.
That's a massive amount going on that little.
I know how you can
do it with filling in the lake, and I know how you can carve out the lake other ways. I mean, I get that. That just seems like even a much more massive undertaking, and I feel like it's an annex to the park and not of the park. And I want this facility to feel like it's of the park.
I do too.
And stuck on the corner of two four-lane roads is not of the park.
But that's why I kind of feel like the tranquility
of having a wedding.
Stephen, one of the reasons that I'm still in my mind on the page of having one to go to some form of 30% or so documents.
Right.
These are the kind of scenarios that you want to vet.
You sure do.
Before you say this is it.
What's the price tag on that?
That was $500,000. Well, I mean, it was $1 million for the 30%. It was $500,000 for the less than that shot. And to me,
you can do it with two sides for that.
And to me, that $500,000, it was $500 with the low end going up.
Right.
Those are really, you know, we have, and the guys that did this, thank you, ACI, but you all know as I do, these were volume studies, and I don't want to. You know that I'm appreciative of what it is and all the work that you've done. What we have is saying, if you had 60,000 square feet, here's the box that you can fit it in. We haven't gotten down to that level of here's the thing that inspires us to go forward. I saw Michael walk in, and as you talk about inspiration, this is where the next one comes from, is what is going to inspire this community to get behind us, and that's what architecture and design does, and we're not even close yet. These were studies that said yes, we can fit it here if we want to. Now the real work and the fun part begins. Is what is it really going to be? How is it going to be? Because I pulled out. I'll show you one picture. I went back. No, I mean just No, we were all on that. No. And the one I pulled out, the architects are familiar with this, is Taliesin, where Frank Lloyd Wright did this fabulous studio and residence and whatnot on a hill over a lake. It is of the park. To me, that was my vision of it. Without getting any more specific than to say, Carolyn, yes, that is of the park. Now, where on that we do it, I don't know yet. But I'm with you on the fact that this building ought to embrace that.
Of the park.
And we haven't gotten there yet.
Can I go, Steve? I'm just...
Steve, I just think we
need to take that next step to get
that
kind of
resolution.
And one second, Commissioner. And so, and you're saying you believe that next step to be a more complete document with a higher price tag?
I could do, if the $500,000 gets us somewhere, Steve. I just think that to take a graphic, any of those graphics, and say, well, gee, it could look like this without ever having that. Those are pictures that you do in Photoshop and you send them up, and I don't want to go out and sell to people in this community.
Well, you won't.
Something that may or may not. Yeah, you won't.
You won't sell them with this.
But let me just be clear. I think, if I'm correct, Randy, if this referendum, if we go to referendum and we get this dollar figure, part of that dollar figure can be used to get to this point too. I know it's a little bit, we're chasing the ball with it here.
Either way, you can do
we can put it towards documents.
You can do a reimbursement resolution, so whatever you spend ahead of time, you can still get a bond issue. That assumes the bond issue passes.
That goes back
to my saying that, yeah, we've probably got to go for the higher number because you've got to cover a lot of things that aren't covered.
Commissioner
Cooper? I just wanted to take an opportunity to talk to you, Tom, because we don't get that chance very often, but I realized as you were speaking why it is that we are looking at this differently, because I have a different perspective of park space.
Yeah.
For me, it doesn't all have to be outdated. In fact, one of the most beneficial aspects of park space to me, open space for conservation or whatever, is the idea that you're balancing your density with something that creates peace. And if you can't see it unless you're there, it only benefits the 100 people that have that opportunity to be on the other side of that building. So for me, we have few spaces where you can just turn and feel and enjoy open space. And what I want to say about that in my own life is, we pay a fortune in real estate taxes because I love to walk from room to room and view the lake. And to me, that's another benefit. It doesn't have to be activated. It doesn't have to have a facility in it to be worth a fortune to me and many other people. So
I want to get past that activate, because I don't think I agree. I don't think you have to activate a spot.
Or build a building.
Or build a building.
To make it valuable.
But it has to be.
But I just want you to know I could feel that there was maybe a difference.
Well, I think we're actually very very much on the same page in a lot of ways. What I'm saying when I say usable is that lake is usable because it presents a view. If that were a retention pond as big as this building, and you can say it's got water, but is it usable? No, it serves a function.
And that's my concern about saying that the current parking lot and Rachel Murrah is all of a sudden going to be this beautiful parkland, because that's never going to have that sense of openness, because it's going to be crammed up next to whatever is going on next to Chuck Whittle's.
All right, so here's the way I look at this. This is not my business. It is your business. I just know what I like and what I don't like. And so what I know I like
And
what I know is that because of that, when I walk it, I see it and I appreciate it because it's here and now, okay? But it hasn't always looked like that. Okay, I've been here a long time, and it didn't always look like it does now. We've worked hard to make it look like that. I am convinced that you can do that with that the amount of money it takes to lots of different spaces. You can build a hill. You can do a lot of things. But I would rather, I know that this is what we have to get to, is how much direction are we going to give to whatever we pass that says we're on that piece of property, can this go? Because we're pretty much in agreement. We want it to be there, we want it to be used with all these purposes. But maybe the architects, because that is their business, will go out there, you know they will, and they're going to dream and they're going to look at it and they're going to see something that my education brain doesn't see. And that's what we want. We want to have a state-of-the-art, beautiful building that people drive on North Boulevard and say, did you see what they built in Grant Park? And that is what we want right there. And we want people to see it, and we want them to say they are taking care of their community. And so I don't know what that is. I know I was lucky enough to go to the George Washington Library when it opened, and this beautiful Mount Vernon over here, that's the oldest building around, and then you have this beautiful, modern, wonderful building right across the street that you feel differently when you walk in. And that's what I want. I want a building that people feel what you're talking about when they walk in. And you know what? We can do that. We're going to have that, but we can't do it here.
That's my whole point.
Okay.
Is we really, and it goes back to trying to get to this first stage of something.
But they can't do it without us. We've got to say yes, and then let them go do it.
but doing that entails
hiring
someone to do that. And because of the dollars involved, and potentially even in the lower one, that means going out to an RFP, means going through the whole process and bringing whoever would be selected in here to start that, because we can't. And so, I wish we were there, Steve. I really do, because I want this thing to go forward.
I'm trying to close the delta from $75,000 to $500,000. So, and that's just where we are.
If you're
saying, and paraphrasing, I don't believe you believe that we can get the documents we need to take to the public at 75 grand.
I don't believe so, no. I really don't.
Does everybody feel
That's just my
Mister, you agree with?
Oh, I absolutely think we need more definition. I just wish we were doing one or two pieces of property, not just one.
You are not going to go there.
I'm really not, because I think you could be setting it up for failure if you refuse to acknowledge the people who have come to you and said, please don't leave the library.
But we have acknowledged that. And the task force acknowledged that. They did a fierce trust on that.
But the task force isn't the commission.
But it's not fair to say that we haven't considered that. It's just not accurate.
I just really believe that it would be better for us to be able to engage the public with a little more specifics. We don't want, and certainly if it's, I thought it was $1 million is what I understood the cost to be.
That gets us to a greater level of assurance as to what we take forward.
So is that 50% construction?
But that's 30% construction. And that just...
So would you mind if I just check with Commissioner Sprinkle and Commissioner Sidrell?
Sure.
I don't know where you guys are on this. I respect Tom and I respect his opinion specifically in this area. So I'm struggling now with the $75,000 approach. But I'm really struck with the $500,000. I don't know. I can't in good conscience approve that.
It's a lot of money.
I can't work for that. It's a lot of money to have something that we may not lead anywhere. If it's $500,000, there are plenty of rolls of plans sitting on shelves in this building. That's a $500,000 roll. And I don't think it's a good use of the taxpayer's money right now. If they came in as part of the bond issuance, if we could wait that long, I don't know.
Here's the question. I mean, and I'm with you. I mean, one of my things that I had written down here over the weekend was, do we spend $500,000 without knowing if the move is even supported? I mean, that's what we're really doing is saying, what do we need to do?
And that's our next step gets us, if that's the interim step that I was talking about last Monday, do we approve the $75,000 to hopefully get us something that we can take?
I'm a big proponent of public input. I was at a public meeting for South Coast Parkway the other day, the second one, doing my job, my work stuff. But I was trying to listen to people and do the best I can to help those people out, but sometimes you just can't. So affect people on certain things, and it's like, well, you try and explain to them the best way to make the decision, this is why we're doing it, and this is what we're going with. And you know, what I'm hearing here is there's a lot of support from the commission for the park site. And so what is kind of out there then is, where on the park site is, what do you do with it? And would it be a bad idea to have a public meeting and make sure that the people that are adjacent to it, it's at a time they can attend, and it's and invite everyone and have them, you know, let them vote on locations in the park, or, you know, just some kind of input that whether we do exactly what they vote for or not, we at least know how people feel.
And I know where you're going, and but I will tell you the reason you're in that chair is because people want you to make that decision. That's what they voted for you for, too, because we have gotten tons of public opinion, and that's not to say we shouldn't have that public opinion, but if you put this out to a public vote at one meeting, and with this building, this property, this project we're talking about is going to serve the entire community, not just that neighborhood, too, so you have to take that into account. And not that I'm not discounting the nearby neighbors, but it's a very, you have had a year's worth of information that you understand, and to try to educate everybody to that level of depth, that's the decision you're going to have to make.
Well, and
getting more public input, certainly.
Yeah, well, one of the things I heard a lot of is people didn't feel like they got to give enough public input. And so that's where I'm... I do get that a lot in my other job. And so, but I mean, to me, it does kind of... maybe everyone's on board with it, exactly what we're talking about today. And then where I would move further with that, you know, as far as figuring out exactly what we're going to do, my recommendation would to be to shortlist three architects and give them $50,000 each to come up with preliminary designs based on what you're hearing. And then we have three choices from three great architects to choose from, and they're not doing it for free. And they're going to do it. And that's what we do on these design build jobs we've been going after. A lot of them, we get a stipend now. It doesn't cover all your costs, but it covers enough for you to put some time into it and put some real thought. And I, you know, and to me, that could be the way that we actually go after contractually, so that we do see some different ideas. We do see some things we haven't thought about. So
we can approve $150,000. Randy can. I'm asking you from a logistics standpoint, Commissioner. Does that get you? Do you think that gets us anything further than what Randy's proposed with? Or what Randy's talking about with the other documents that we did for the emergency services building.
Well, where you normally go when you do that stipend deal is that, number one, we again from a how does the city let that, how do you select those three architectural firms that would go after it? Normally on a stipend deal, you do about $200,000 worth of work for the $50,000 worth of work, because you know if you do the 50, you're going to get the $2 million design fee. So the deal is that, yes, you're still, you're not doing the 50, you know, it's a marketing deal as much as anything. If you're going after the $2 million, sure. And the 50 just covers your printing costs and the public BJ, all that kind of stuff. It's always it never covers your cost of actually pursuing that job is what you, and that's what you do if you're going after the big one. So I don't know from a logistical standpoint how the city handles wanting to go out for a, it's almost like an RFQ from the standpoint that you're asking for qualifications from potentially three different firms.
You have to go to the CCNA approach if you're going to that level. Ultimately, picking the firm that's going to design the project, we have to go through the CCNA approach.
And so you can
pre-qualify three.
Yeah. And then have the three then go do something and then come back. And
it's infinite wisdom.
Oh, it's
does that give any time to get everything backed up for a referendum?
For the March referendum?
Yeah. That would be tough.
I don't think so.
Can we go to a referendum? Well, but here's another option.
Absolutely.
We can certainly go to a referendum without the final plans and just...
My only point there was that we want to make sure we got ourselves covered as possible.
I mean, this is all about education and selling concept, but the only thing you need for the referendum is the not to exceed.
Okay.
That's the only thing you have to have.
Tom's come up with that one.
No, I just think we just need to err and make sure that, because we're not going to get a second ask.
The design of the facility can be before or after the referendum I mean, as much public input as you want to incorporate into that process. I mean, that, you know, we can have, you know, the architects, we can say you will have X number of public meetings where you show concepts and get input. And I mean, you can factor that in the process either before or after. It does affect timing if you do it. If you're trying to do it before, then you probably aren't going to have a March.
Okay. Commissioner Shrimpley, you were going to say something before you stood.
I'm all right.
Commissioner
Shrimpley. Again, it boils down to can we sell a $25 million or $20 million, pick a number. Can we sell a bond referendum
without it?
That's the PR question, really, in my mind. It's not.
And so the point is, again, so do we approve this? Do we approve an RFQ for these documents? At least that gives us three, you know, we can get this on the ballot, the referendum on the ballot, but it's still in the interim, we'll be working on those plans and see those from the folks. Yes, Randy.
So I want to say that one of the things the task force did during their deliberations was they invited in this expert on promoting bond issues for libraries.
Right.
I think it would be very helpful for us, for the commission, to hear from that professional and hear his thoughts on, one, should it be part of a general election or should it be standalone, but also how much documents would he think he need, because he's done dozens and dozens.
Is he local?
He is not local.
He's Skyped.
Chicago? He was from Chicago. He Skyped into the meeting we had, and I think it was in office space before we were there.
He was
very sharp and had done many
things.
And he doesn't cost anything, if I remember right. He does this through a different approach. He doesn't cost the project any money directly. And so I think it'd be good to hear from him on the ideas of timing and how much you need.
And whether you really want to be lost in a presidential election.
Right, right. I think that's an important question.
And lost is not necessarily the right word there, Carolyn. That's just your interpretation. So let's get really clear.
Having people there maybe who really haven't been interested or involved in the process at all.
That's really the question we're asking, but is what do we need to get this there? And I if they look at that, or this person or individual or firm can give us some insight. I want to get there.
And you want it to be successful.
Yeah. We want to set this up. Yeah, if that's something, we can skip this person in, but I would sure like to get moving on that. So is it possible for anybody to have another half hour session this week so that we can get, can you get this on the agenda? I'd like to talk to this person before we have this discussion at the commission level.
Randy, John Frask is at American Library Association this week.
Oh, good showing. Okay.
Can you go again?
What's the break?
How long does it go?
He's not sitting in my hotel. He's on a boat with a bunch of men in various states of I don't know that I can get him here. He can probably Skype, I would guess. I don't know that I can get him to Winter Park next week, but I can get him there as soon as. Is Skype okay with you?
I think we bring him in.
No.
Skype is fine.
Okay.
So Randy, would you put this on the agenda?
Yes.
For discussion. Are you all? Can you all try to make a half hour work sometime this week? So
I just think we can have that knowledge.
On Thursday and Friday.
I'm going Thursday and Friday.
Me too.
I got to do all
those things. Friday,
holiday.
Right, 4th of July. Thursday and Friday are not
good
days.
What about if we did it? It's my 25th anniversary. I'm gone first. What if we did it a half hour before that meeting?
I think that's even better.
July, if we did it at like 3 o'clock.
We're meeting next Monday.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks out.
July 13th. So next meeting.
Well, there should be plenty of time to schedule a half hour when it's going to be prior to our next meeting.
We'll figure it out. I can do it Monday.
I think we will.
Only one.
I think we will benefit from his wisdom and experience.
Yes, sir.
That's great. So recap for us, Mr. Steve.
I can do that.
All right.
So what I've heard is you're going to forfeit your salaries for the next 65 years.
$85.70.
And that's not the thing that ever made the architect.
Yeah, they don't pay the architect. Might get us done,
All right, so I'm going to put on the next meeting the discussion to confirm the general site location, and we will discuss it at the level of detail we need for the referendum. And at that time, we'll also, assuming we get ready to talk to this professional, we'll decide on the level of detail we want for that design, as well as timing of the referendum. We'll also talk about parking garage. I don't know if that has to be decided in this first meeting, but at some point that will have to be decided.
Okay. I think that's good. Anybody? Any other comments?
It's on the middle week between the middle Monday between the two commission meetings.
And that's at 12 o'clock.
Is everybody good?
I'm going to make you look good.
Hey guys, thanks.